That's Echo Mecca from their 2017 album Collide. That one's called Good Life. And Echo Mecca are one of the many different artists, performers, folks that are going to be involved in this great community effort that we know as the Surrealist Ball. And joining us once again this year, we have Lisa Patrick. Welcome back.
Welcome, Julia.
We are all welcome.
Exactly. We're all welcome here. And first-time guest to the show, Irene Bedard. Welcome, Irene. Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about the Surrealist Ball. And Lisa, I normally have you describe this event, but Irene, since you have gone from being guest of the ball to performer this year, could you give us a little picture of what the ball is like for someone who may have never experienced this event?
Well, the original Surrealist Ball was Salvador Dali and the various amazing sundry Surrealist peoples and even musicians in the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. In Paris. And yes. And this event, so, you know, I had that picture in my mind, but we enter this house bedecked in gowns and something adorned on our head that we create or we get to create mm-hmm. this year. And it's this transformative event filled with flowers and art and wonderful food, and each room is this whole different experience, and it's this sensory experience, also this community where you get to kind of just let your imagination go free for a night and whatever. I mean, like last year, I kind of decided that I was going to go with the starry night, and I had, you know, little sparkles on the top, lights on the top of my head, and this really beautiful sparkled, you know, blue top that, and then down into the black of the dark night, you know. So it's this. You get this experience when you're going in there as something where you in your own way can just put a night on of full art and imagination and do it for a good cause.
And Lisa, this is the third year for the event, and we've seen it grow and evolve a little bit, and there are some new elements this year. Tell us a little bit about how the ball and the sort of ancillary events are going to manifest this time around.
Well, this is our third year, and so far it gets better and better, and I am very, very excited. Our art director, Erica Blackstock, gave me the lowdown last night of the kitchen, which is kind of our big exhibit room, and she goes all out. And then this year we're offering something called the Surrealist Closet, and it'll be this Sunday from 1 to 4. You can either pay $25 and come make a one-of-a-kind headpiece, and clash consignments will be there with dresses and men's clothes as well. Or you can come for free and actually just purchase a dress and a pre-made headpiece if you don't feel really creative.
So that's perfect. So for those who might say, oh, this sounds so cool, but what do I wear?
Right.
You've got that built in
this
year.
Yes,
oh,
this year we
wonderful.
Have. Because that's the number one question. We get a lot of questions. People will ask, do I have to wear a tuxedo? And I say no. It would be nice, but you don't have to. And women ask, too, sometimes, you know, does it have to be a formal gown? No, it doesn't have to be. I just say fancy from the neck down and surreal from the head up.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's perfect. And for both of you, tell us a little bit about what we're going to experience this time around. We heard Echo Mecca's mm-hmm. music. They'll be there performing. Irene, you're going to be doing a performance art piece. I know Ree Molnar is also going to be performing.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit. Irene, could you give us a little description or a little taste of what you might be performing?
Well, I've been, so I decided to make a mission and vision statement for my next 20 years. It's one of those things when, you know, you have a teenager and you start thinking, what do I want to be when he grows up? So I decided that I wanted to make it very simple, but also widespread. And it is simply healing through the power and art of storytelling. So I kind of just think that this night is going to focus on I'm Alaska Native. I'm Inupiaq, Yupik, and then on my father's side, I was French Canadian. He was French Canadian Cree. So I have this kind of plethora of these stories from these backgrounds that I've been learning a lot more about, especially with some of the theater pieces, and I've been doing a lot more theater. And I wanted to be able to kind of create this night of, as I was saying earlier, you asked me if there was a title, and I thought to myself, well, I haven't made a title yet, but Raven and Fog Woman, or in the realm of the infinite, anything is possible. So it's a bit of this kind of dreamy spoken word, but it's also really getting into some of these. And I think, you know, we all come from that. We all come from that space as human beings. You know, what is your story, and how can we create the next story? And I think, especially in this day and age, we really need to start thinking about, you know, how can we create these positive spaces? And so that's what I really want to focus on in a nutshell.
And how perfect, because you're talking about, you know, the healing power of story and creating safe spaces. And that really speaks to the mission, yes, of Strong, the organization which the ball benefits. Lisa, could you tell us a little bit about the mission of Strong and what you guys do here in the community?
Sure. It's Strong is a sexual abuse prevention and treatment program for children, teens, and young adults. We have classes every week, and the ages range from 3 to 18, but we have found a lot of our 18-year-olds stay till 19, and some, you know, until young adults, and we allow them to stay. We teach them natural ways to heal, and we offer classes and workshops on self-empowerment. So it's a combination of mental health, but also a way to teach them to love themselves and to even be physically strong. Some of the classes we offer are even self-defense, different ways for self-defense, meditation to help with anxiety, yoga, art. It's a combination. Every month is a different theme. And so it's a much, much needed program in our community.
And we are so, so thrilled that we have this beautiful event to benefit this beautiful thing in our community. And it's third year now. We're talking about the Surrealist Ball. It's December 9th, and it's at Grassroots Enrichment and Wellness Center, which is on Grand Avenue in Dayton. Beautiful, beautiful space.
Yes.
What a perfect space for a ball,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
It's this big, beautiful, you know, older house. I don't know what year it was built in, but it just has so much character. And then you go into the, you know, go in there, and it's just a wonderful experience. And I think it's really important, an important cause. But I also want everybody to know that, you know, it is really a magical experience that, you know, I know that what it's benefiting, you know, has maybe some themes that people are like, well, I don't know if that, you know, I might be triggered or anything.
Yeah.
But this isn't that at all. This is just the experience of getting to go there and be free.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm curious, in that vein, Irene, when you're approaching a performance piece, I know that for some artists, performance art is very, very, I don't want to say prescriptive, but it's very highly orchestrated and arranged, and it's all very, you know, there's been a lot of preparation, and every moment is spoken for and thought about well in advance. And for other artists, it's very much about being in that moment and feeding off of the energy of those around you and the energy of that moment. Which type of performance artist are you?
Well, I graduated from the University of the Arts, and there we had to do a one-person show. So that was very much from beginning to end, worked on, you know, until our junior year and had to be performed in the junior year. This, though, I think is going to be it, because the whole night has an element of free form. Mm-hmm. So and some of the greatest storytellers that I know, especially Native American storytellers that I know, just come in and be in the environment. You know, I have a dear friend who from Canada, and she just, you know, she's a young, beautiful woman, but she came out as this elder Native American woman and just interacted with the audience in this amazing way. And so I think this is going to be much more that, much more the free form with, you know, an element of structure around it.
Sometimes, too, just performances happen. Well, not sometimes. Every time we've done the ball, performances from our guests just happen. And we got our storyteller, our yearly storyteller, who was the guest the first year. And our planned storyteller didn't show up. And here came Marcus. I never met him before. He was a very tall, strange man in a weird mask and dressed very nice. And he saw the storytelling room, start turning the box, and told stories all night long and captivated everyone.
He was amazing.
Yeah, yes. And he comes back every year.
Yay!
So lots of, and then Irene, you know, I know Irene did some singing and stuff last year too. It's open. There's microphones. This year we're going to have, in the hallway that's always kind of just empty, we're just going to have loose instruments and stuff so people can walk by and just play or sing together too.
Oh, and those are some of the best moments.
Yes. And we have 6 rooms total that'll be designed by a different artist. And so it's like walking in a dream as you go through, and it's an older house. It's over 100 years old, and each room is kind of unique too. So it's very surreal.
How much?
That's the name.
Yeah. Exactly. How much do you know, Lisa, going in? How much do you give to the artist, or do they give to you? And how much is a grand reveal for you as well?
It almost always is. I know what the rooms are going to look like, but I never have any idea. Echo Mecca played the first year, and I had never heard of them. And they are the sound for the Surrealist Ball, and we are so lucky to have them back for the third year. Some of the performers this year, we have Jennifer Simone, who was here last year, and she plays, I would say acoustic, but not in a traditional sense, instruments, and she sings beautiful. We have Jair Crooms, who's a dancer, and he'll be back. I had no idea. I've never seen any of these people perform. I just trust the people who bring them to me. They say this person's going to be perfect, and they walk in, and it's just incredible. It's incredible experience. So I never know what to expect.
And how exciting to be surrounded by people who support the mission of the organization.
Yes.
And believe in it, and that you can trust to say, like, bring me, you know, bring me the performers that would get this event.
Yes.
And to know that they're going to bring you just something that contributes to the magic and the surreal nature of this event.
Yes. We can ask, you know, I can ask strange things from friends who are creative and things, and say, this year we need a wall whisperer, somebody who speaks to walls, and then they appear.
If the walls could talk.
Yes. Yes. let me see, make sure I didn't forget somebody else, too, as far as some of our performers.
And you have a new DJ this year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, Icicle. He does a lot of, I guess, what are they called, gigs? I don't know. But he plays a lot for events and stuff downtown. And I met him just a few months ago. And he's not only DJing, but he's building his own exhibit around his DJ space, which should be pretty interesting and interactive too.
And how cool, too, for a musician who's used to, you know, probably performing in a club setting.
Yes.
Where you go and the DJ booth is there, but to get to build your space.
Yes.
To facilitate what you're doing that evening.
Yeah, and already he's already asked about next year. Like, well, next year I want to be involved earlier. I would like to have a room if I could, you know. So every year, the one thing that's really neat about the ball, too, is that I get a lot of questions. Somebody saw that it was a ball and they thought it was a traditional male-female dance ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked, you know, is it couples only? And the majority of the tickets sold every year are single tickets, which is really, really interesting to me. And I think it takes a lot of guts to come out of your house dressed like that and go somewhere alone and maybe have to stop at the store on the way. But they show up by themselves and every single person I've spoken to at every ball has loved it.
Well, that certainly speaks to both the need for and the environment that you're creating for folks to be able to feel empowered to, mm-hmm. you know, hey, I wanna go out and just be me.
Yes.
In whatever true
yes.
manifestation that is
and, yeah.
for an evening, and you know, whether I'm with somebody or solo
mm-hmm.
or whatever. That is a testament to the event.
Yeah, I think it was. I don't hear that about that a lot. That people come solo to most things, but the majority. I watch the tickets, and I'm like, wow, the over half are single tickets sold.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And what a community you're building.
Oh, thanks.
We're talking about the Surrealist Ball. It's December 9th, and it's at Grassroots Enrichment Center. That is on Grand Avenue in Dayton, in the heart of Dayton. Beautiful, beautiful space. Perfect for a ball. And there's also an event this Sunday, the Surrealist Closet, and that'll be incorporating our friends from Clash Dayton. You can go. You can obtain or make your ball garb, and it's going to be quite fun. Now, sort of moving forward from the ball, Strong continues, mm-hmm. Grassroots continues, and I know that this ball is very crucial to keeping Strong. Strong,
yes.
and moving
yes.
forward and serving our community. If folks can't attend the ball, but they still want to help support Strong, especially as we're heading into a new year. The need is greater than ever for support for our young people in this type of education. How can they connect with you beyond just this event?
You can contact me through Grassroots. It's grassrootsdayton.org. You can also make a donation there as well, and it would go to the Strong program. You can choose which program, Grassroots or Strong. And then what else did you ask me?
Oh, well, just where, if folks want to be involved in any way, whether financial support or otherwise,
yes.
As we move into this new year with a need, you know, how do they find that?
also too, the email that's info@grassroots, goes directly to me.
Perfect.
So, and my name's Lisa Patrick.
and people can also go to the Facebook page
yes.
for the Surrealist Ball. For,
yes. Yeah. Yes. The Facebook page for Grassroots or Strong. And then Strong is also Strong Dayton. You can find more information if anyone in the community has a need for our services as well.
And we have a link up to all of this on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Get involved. This event is not only fun, but it helps support Strong's programming, including the guest speakers that you offer, supporting this programming for young people who don't have insurance mm-hmm. so that they can participate and benefit from this as well, and bringing in the community adjuncts that help
yes.
teach the programming. All really, really crucial causes here.
Yes.
So, Irene, for you, as we head into the new year, what is sort of next for you as an artist and a performer?
I have a few projects that are coming out. This last year felt like to me, and they all sort of seem to come in bundles. It felt like to me that the kind of things that are coming my way have to do with being the protectors of women and children. So the film I just finished called Bygone, directed by Graham and Parker Phillips, is it's about the murdered and missing Indigenous woman. And I'm the lady who has this a very similar house, a protective house for victims of human sex trafficking. I don't know. I mean, this is another statistic that I don't think a lot of people know, but a lot of the children in the foster care systems and in the and who, you know, are in institutions in one way or another, there are the just as soon as they age out, they have the 89% chance of being a victim of human sex trafficking. And so it's something that's just been important to me. And I, like I said, I feel like things come in bundles, and that's the next one that's coming out a lot. Well, Wreck-It Ralph too, but
on a completely different end of the spectrum. You know, but you need both.
Yes,
you need that balance in your world. We've got links up to the Surrealist Ball, where you will find a balance in all things as well, in the surreal, in the art, in the music, and in the cause that you are supporting. The proceeds benefit Strong Dayton, a very, very important organization in our community. This ball will help them continue their programming for young people and their families in our community. We've got links up to connect, to get your tickets for the ball, to check out this Sunday's Surrealist Closet event that will help you get ready and looking your surrealist best, we shall say, for the December 9th event. It's all at our Facebook page. We are at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And ladies, this has been such a pleasure. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
We've got more on the way here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Stick around. Lots more music to come here on WYSO.